of God?
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus? And how is your life? You first greet of your brethren. Wish them a good morning coming from God the Father. The real greeting of the Father. And it is holy. And it is in the scriptures. And as the Abrahams in the scriptures you've understood that you are going to be giving them,
you
always greeted Jerusalem. You've understood the scripture.
So
I greet them a holy greeting which come from God. Sometime back there are people who perverted that greeting and they said the holy kiss. Now we're going to see different leaders of religions and they are in a real kiss, a man and a man.
We
need to study them for they can capture you through them. You may read a scripture.
You
tell the sister or brother, I want to greet you with the holy kiss. How was it? We need to know all that.
The Bible is there written,
but how was it? Was it a kissing? How was it? Who knows of it? Is it on the cheeks? Is it on the fingers? Was it a hug? Hug and the kiss, these are different words. How was it? You see, someone can read and capture you from there. Now we shall read, see how they did it. Let anyone give it to you when you've not read it. That reading in the word. These days some people pass demons, spread them to others.
So
now you must be careful of it.
The
man reads you in the scriptures. And Apostle Paul wrote, greet them with a holy kiss. You know there is that ministry, breast and honey.
There's
even the kiss ministry. And pastor, when he takes demons from people, he just kisses them. The holy kiss and demons are taken out. But all the schemes of Satan, we shall want to read of it. Now those that they were giving each other the holy kiss. Now that's the foolishness. We shall look, most times they did it on the fingers. You hold someone's hand and give a peck on it. It's not on the cheek. That of the cheek is of those in love. Mostly when they are in the public. They avoid dining in the dining and they do the one of the cheek in public.
So Elia beranga ya kumukono rwa kuwa bakatuli kibajiba.
Other was of the hand, but the Catholics stole it.
Atinga ambo bajikuba bali eri ba bishops simanye ne bani.
Then that they do it to the bishops and the others.
Abajino na kuompeta.
And they kiss it on their rings.
Okarengede.
Have you seen it?
Naye si kya makuru nnyo jikuba.
But it's not so meaningful to give it to another. No. Some things just look at them. This is a very evil generation. I don't know if you've understood.
The
scripture is right by the generation we are in. Want to move it in most need you end doing other things. Someone
says,
Apostle, will leave that scripture.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
You
know, scriptures like in the Old Testament, before the laws had come,
we
refused to marry someone related to you. Right from Genesis and to Prophet Moses, they were marrying their sisters and getting married to them.
And
go to avoiding immorality and the fornication.
Laws
right from the era of Moses onwards.
So what do we mean?
The times generations come and look. You say that scripture is holy and right. If you do it like today, you end up in other things. You may go to a fellow boy and give him a holy kiss. And they feel homosexuality is spreading them.
So,
now some scriptures fulfill eating what's given devils. Believe there's one God and there are no others.
Yes.
For the sake of your weak brethren who can go and be captured by demons, you're not acceptable to eat them. You accept that if though you eat, nothing will happen. Until you strengthen,
who
know where the devils have no power and strength. And they cannot capture you.
So
your brother just got saved, not strengthened. One who got saved long, but they are not grown and matured in spirit.
To
see you eat them, to go eat them. They come out demons on their heads. There are ways we have to unhandle scriptures. Not that, but they advise you how to move in that scripture. The scripture appear like the one which says, it's possible to be peaceful with all people. It means there's a point it's not possible. Someone can come in your home, peace, they begin to slap your wife and the children. What do you do in that moment? You go aside, you pray, Jesus,
you
save my wife and my children. Look at this fool.
The man
come your home, slap your wife and all children.
Woman is expected
you're saving them. You go aside
for
the Lord, save us. Your Holy Spirit, let them touch that man.
Only
angels slap them on my behalf. Entered your house, they want to rape your daughters.
And
go separate. Lord, save them.
Now
we topic concerning such scriptures. Such scriptures fall in the other words. To separating lying with wisdom. Separating lies with wisdom also. You know one woman. The 12 men went to spy Canaan. They went in her home. And she hid her in the ceiling of the house. And she covered them.
Remember,
people in that land came told her,
have
you seen of these Hebrew men here? I've seen them, but they have headed that way. Was that lying or what? The truth said, I've seen them. But they have moved to that side.
Because
she saw they had swords, they wanted to kill the men. Now you are the wife home, and those who demand, they have come. Today they have come imprison your husband. They ask you, where is the husband?
And
that the bed, for God refused us to lie.
Yes, God
refused us to lie.
But
you must have wisdom. You tell them, where is he? Let's say murderers have entered in your house. They want to murder the child or that has wife. She's hidden in the ceiling. They ask, where are they? And
you
remember scripture. Do not lie. They are up in the ceiling. But you have any wisdom in you?
No, the
Bible says this thing. Have wisdom like children of the vipers. Be wise as children of the vipers. What do children of the vipers do? They drop their own wisdom. They have to have wisdom not holy. Yet we can use holy wisdom. Children of the devils have wisdom not holy. They can make you sign your land title and they are not storing there. Wisdom not holy, and you make an agreement. As you go
report
and they bring them the agreement,
who
signed, you've given me the land. Children of the vipers. They have wisdom not holy. We too must have holy wisdom. You know, one day King David, they were going to kill him. And he said, where is wisdom to save me this time? He began to spit on himself. Put saliva. He appeared, acted mad. Let's go in service. That's been commercial break.
Broken, pass
there, see what is there.
You
have to drop it, yet not lied. If it was you, King David, they are going to kill you. And you say, I shouldn't lie. I shouldn't act and impersonate myself. And you say, if they kill me, Lord will cover me and save me. You bring yourself, King David, cut off that your head. He began to spit on himself, acted mad. And they brought him to the king, wanting to kill him.
He said,
take away, you brought a madman to me. He was set from there.
Yes, it was.
Praise Jesus.
So, what
now, this is the fresh thing, wisdom with lies. How we hold scriptures according to generations.
Yes, it was.
Praise Jesus.
For
if you handle them direct in the evil generation,
you
find got only problems. Situation like that.
Yes, it was.
Praise Jesus. Let's put that aside. God will give us grace one day.
He
shall come speak on those words. Praise Jesus much. We thank the Lord for this morning. And by name and voice,
I am
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman and our Bible reader, Teacher Jacob. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the Living God. We base in this ministry the new generation with the full knowledge of God to move you ahead again with our journey of heaven, the journey of salvation, my journey and your journey. Praise Jesus much. And it's revealed under this heading that God revealing me the call, the covenant, and His glory on the nation of Uganda in the era of Eddie through the journey of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now this our heavenly journey is the journey of salvation. It's my journey and your journey.
But
we've moved in the Bible for 7 years to say that, to prove the truth of the Bible, the life of the Word of God. Praise Jesus much. For 7 years, from 2005 to 2011, it was a mystery revealing the fullness of the Holy Spirit, the seven spirits of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And it's the kingdom of God in our midst. It was in the series of the visions, the dreams in the trance,
azotes
in the Urim, in the Thummim, the spiritual transports. Those we first got explained of. Praise Jesus much. But we began our journey.
Part 1 and part 2.
And our journey has two, part 1 and part 2. So
between part 1 and part 2,
but before part 1 and part 2 of Journey of Heaven, moved in the Bible.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Part 2,
part 2 of Journey of Heaven,
it's
what will take us above the heavens, at the beginning and the end, where there is the new heavens and the new earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
But
right now we are moving on with part
1
of the journey of heaven's movement in the Bible.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Part 1,
but part 1 of journey of heaven, it has the rim above. In the rim above, it's made of the first created heaven, which has the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of the angels and the holy ones who finished their works on the world. And the room above has the second created heaven, where we find four living creatures,
tower
of spirits of creation, those given bodies on the world until Jesus will get back. And now the second heaven, which has the four living creatures, together with mountains of different colors and the streams of living water, in the honey, even the milk of the words.
There,
even the third heaven, the rim above, where we find the paradise, the garden of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
In
the central of the third heaven, the throne of God, surrounded those of 24 elders, and the mountain Zion,
and
mountain surrounding
gates.
And when we shall reach the rim above, we shall see there are three heavens. But in this rim below, we still move on with the fourth created heaven and its fullness. Now the rim below
is
made of the fourth created heaven, where we move on to see seven things in a brief summary. And we first saw that this fourth heaven, it is circular in appearance and it is very hard
beyond
any iron metal you've ever thought or seen.
So we After
we saw that heaven, how it is such a love,
in
the fourth created heaven, the blue heaven you see up there, only up there, but it is such a love, even under the earth it's there.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
when we finish, we saw the kingdom of the stars in the firmament of the heaven. As we read in the Genesis 1:14 unto 20, we saw the life of the stars, the three major works of the kingdom of the stars, to count for us time and seasons, to worship and the praising of God, even to store the weapons of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now when we finished that, and we moved on to see hell, known as the bottomless pit and the prison of God in the kingdom of the stars.
According
what we saw in Revelations 9, in the verse 1 and 2,
that
if you open up hell or the bottomless pit and the prison of God, the sun and the moon stop to give their light, it's a sign which directed us where hell is located. According to Luke 16:16-20, it be sure that indeed hell, it's a ditch, a pit which is long,
and
a prison you cannot just get out. The truth spoken between the rich man and Lazarus and Abraham, and
which
covered in the first Peter chapter 3:17-21, that indeed hell is a prison of God and it's the bottomless pit. We saw armies of angels work there, led by angel Abaddon of the chains, and the total to 200 billion. Revelations 9:16, and we saw them, they are divided into two. Revelation 6:7-8, and some work on the mission of death
to
gather up spirits from their bodies. And if you found the evil past, you don't repent, give you to Abaddon, head you to hell.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now,
those are what we saw when we looked to hell.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That was our third point. Then our fourth point, we moved on to see the principalities, Satan and his fallen angels, who appear as demons of clans.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. It began from their first base, found in the kingdom of the stars, according to Obadiah chapter 1:2-4. So how they built in the kingdom of the stars. In the BC they were cleft there, but in the kingdom of the stars now they built cities there of the devils, the fallen angels who appear as demons of clans.
So
now we so much there.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And we
understood scriptures telling us in Ephesians 6:12, we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but with principalities,
the
spiritual wickedness in heavenly places, and knew where it is found.
So we
finish that base of the devils, which is in the kingdom of the stars.
We
moved on to our fifth point, two other bases of the devils on the world.
It's
covered when they come from the principalities.
Get
down on the second base on this world, known as the underwater. That connects straight with the underground.
It's
that base of the devils on the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
now when we read in Luke, he said he saw Satan,
and
falls down like lightning,
and
comes in the sky, getting down on the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus
so
much.
And
when they get down, they go in the ocean.
According to
what we read in Ezekiel 27, in the verse 1-5, we saw what is in the ocean,
Satan
and his fallen angels. And the way human beings relate and connect with him. And they fight God.
It's
so much merchandising under the ocean.
It's
led by buying human body parts. According to Ezekiel 27 and the verse 13, still in Revelation we were shown
it
involves buying human spirits and the spirit of fruits.
Yes,
praise Jesus Christ. In different form of merchandise,
thus
we winded seeing things of underwater and moved on to see the underground bunkers. Under the ground, we so much. According to what we began to hear last time, in the Isaiah 29, in the verse 15, and the 16, that they go deep down, they go down, dig in the ground, and they make underground bunkers. That's why they best turn down upside down things. Praise Jesus
much.
Now, we began to study on many things, bringing new creations.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Chiranga.
And I remember very well,
we are
told that the underground bankers, they use the major work officiating the new world order, where they prepare things in the laws of Satan and they shift them from the laws of God, by which created the heavens and the earth and their fullness. Now we make many things on the introduction, but we ended connecting the sign of the pyramids, which we call the triangle, and there are two joint triangles to make a pyramid. That used much on the dollar currency and many buildings, which is called the Great Seal.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So underground,
understood well the underground, which connects well with the underwaters. And the best of the devils on this world, where they fight to, best to fight God and his children. But today we want to move on and we see what's done in the underground bunkers.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Today we are going to look most the way the fallen angels have made bodies for themselves to appear in human beings. Others are to be married. You think you marry a robot? They have made bodies for themselves.
Which
are like of human beings, and they have mixed up in human beings. They have brought every character, homosexuality, lesbianism, women and women, blasphemy of God of every form.
So point here,
now today the point we look most to, we look to fallen angels and they have made bodies for themselves and
they
have mixed up in children of men to cause them blaspheme God, blasphemy which has never appeared under the sun. It's what we hear on today. All are done and launched in the underground bunkers. And the new world order says like this, that the laws of a woman marrying a man, they have to be changed. And they say, either you marry those robots, or you sodomize, or they sodomize you. A woman and a woman go into those things. Or to go in places not right. In the marital act, like the mouth, and many other foolish things.
So, but today
we want to see how they have mixed themselves in us.
But
most of the researches
were
done based in the principalities, in the kingdom of the stars, and began to research on those plans, and they used the underwater base.
and
began
to launch and to prove it
underground
in
bankers.
The underground bankers.
With manufactured
different weapons,
name them
like Lucifer 1,
Lucifer 2,
Lucifer 2,
Satan number 1,
Satan 1,
Satan
and
number
Satan 2.
Missile.
Yet they are missiles. They said they have to strike Jesus when he gets back. First, they have to overcome his holy ones.
Those
hold the word and do it as it is. The word of God. But God is good. The
journey
of heaven visits us in all this. Now
we
journey moved in the Bible. Now we're still moving on.
We'll
see what's in the underground bankers. Deep down under the ground.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
We
told you today we look most. The fallen angels. How they have made bodies for themselves. Mixed up in children of men.
Make
them do many detestable things before God. Those
who
never happened under the sun.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now we began like this. In the Isaiah 29.
In
the verse 15
into
16, and we've been told like this. Isaiah 29 verse 15.
Zibasanza baba kenye wansi, okweka mukama okutesa kwawe, n'emirimu gyabwe giri mu kizikiza, ne boogera nti ani atulaba. Irani atumanyi.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Yeah.
War unto them who go deep down in the ground
and said,
going to hide their counsels from the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
make their works in darkness of ignorance.
Have
we heard in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 in the verse 6 and 7 this gospel is veiled cover to those who are getting destroyed. God of this age blinded the eyes of their minds.
So
now they expect that the children of men, no one understands. No one can know them.
Because
they hid their counsel from the Lord. God sees all those things.
And
brought about them long time that they will dig underground bunkers and they go deep down.
And
they are hiding their counsel from the Lord. Let's repeat that verse we see.
Isaiah 29 verse 15. Zibasanza baba kenye wansi okweka mukama okutesa kwawe. N'emirimu gyabwe giri mu kizikiza.
You
hear the words they speak. Why they have dug in the undergrounds.
Let
them do them from where they don't see them.
Other
they think all human beings, they do not understand. If they hid it from the Lord, who will reveal it to the people? God would have helped his people.
So naye bino byetuwogerako kaakano.
But this we speak of right now.
Gwe bw'obanga tosobola kubitegeera n'okubiwulira.
Cannot understand and hear them.
Omanya naye bakuteeka mu kizikizi.
You know that they put you in the darkness of ignorance.
Tuvula tukugaye mu bakolisi ekyokubiri kabatusomereyo.
That's why I've told you in 2 Corinthians, let's put it there.
Olunyi ekyokubiri esule
eyo. 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
N'olunyiri okutandika olw'okutaano.
Starting from verse 5.
Abakolinsi ekyokubiri esule yokuna n'olunyiriri olw'okutaano.
2 Corinthians 4 from verse 5.
Katuve ku lw'okuna.
Abakolinsi ekyokubiri esule yokuna n'olunyiriri olw'okuna.
2 Corinthians 4 from verse 4.
Katonda w'emirembe gino be yaziba amaaso g'amagezi gaabwe abatakkiriza. Omusana ogw'enjiri ey'ekitiibwa kya Kristo. Ey'ekitiibwa eya Kristo. Oyo kye kifaananyi kya Katonda. Kulemenga okubaakira.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Abazibwa amaaso g'amagezi
gaabwe. Those blinded the eye of their mind.
Abatakkiriza enjiri ekitiibwa ey'omusana gw'ekitiibwa kya Kristo.
Accept the light of the glory of the Christ.
Okubaakira.
To shine unto them.
So amazima gali bwe gati.
Now the truth is like this.
Nti bokati buli kye bakola balowooza.
Everything they do they think.
Abaana b'abantu teri ategeera.
Among children of men no one understands.
Kubanga bamanyi bulungi enjiri ebuulirwa abasumba.
They know well the gospel preached by pastors.
Bwe tubuulira ku
preach of eatings and drinkings in age as you know it.
Travel
America and other nations. Power and be stricken down. And the new people do not understand. And they know what they do in the midst of the world.
Human
beings will not realize it, they will see it no more.
But
launching of this of new world order.
New world order.
The new world order.
It
brings the laws Satan turned upside down. And all things are turned upside down. Fighting the order by which God created heaven and earth. And things in it. Together with laws governing them. Briefly get back to Isaiah.
Isaya esule ya bilimo omwenda n'olunyiriri olwe
15. Isaiah 29:15.
Zibasanze ababa Kenya wansi okweka mukama okuteesa kwabwe. N'emirimu gyabwe giri mu kizikiza. Ne boogera nti ani atulaba era ani atumanyi. Olunyiriri olwe 16. Muvuunikira ddala ebintu. Omubumbi bali mwenkanya ebbumba. Ekintu ekikolebwa n'okwogera ne kyogera ku oyo eyakikola nti teyankola.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Bavuunikira ddala ki?
They turn things upside down.
Ebintu babifudde kifuula
nnenge. Turn them upside down.
Era bo newankubadde nga nabo baatondebwa Katonda.
Them though they were created by God.
Wanga tujjukira nti Satan yali kerubim
mutukuvu. Satan was a holy kerubim.
N'agwa.
And he fell.
Naye yagaliza okufuuka Katonda.
And he wanted to be God.
Ne bamalayika bano abaagwa.
Even these fallen angels.
Nabo era nabo Katonda yali yabatonda.
Them to God that created them.
Naye ne bagwa.
But they fell.
Ne boogera Katonda nti si yabatonda.
Spoke of God that he didn't create them.
Era ne bakyusa ebintu Katonda bye yatonda nga babivuunika.
Turn things God created, turning them upside down.
Ekifuula nnenge.
Turning them upside down.
Kwekusingana.
It is to find.
Omusajja agenda wasaate musajja.
And the man is going to marry a man.
Yokanga mateka ga Katonda agamba.
The laws of God he said.
Yatonda omukazi n'omusajja.
Created the man and the woman.
Era n'agamba nti omusajja kyanavanga ali kitaawe
ne. The man will leave the mother and the father.
N'agenda ne yetaba ne mukazi.
And go join with his wife.
Kati ne bafuuka omu.
And the two become one flesh.
Tewali kiragiro kyonna ekigamba nti omusajja kyanavanga ali kitaawe ne nnyina.
Command say a man will leave the father and the mother.
Ne bagenda ne yetaba ne musajja
munne. And they go join with a fellow man.
Bafuuka omuntu
omu. And they become one flesh.
Oba nti omukazi kyanavanga ali kitaawe ne mama we.
The woman will leave the father and the mother.
N'agenda awasa mukazi munne.
And she goes marry a fellow woman and they become one flesh. Those things you see they are upside down.
It's
what we call new world order. Upside down, shifting them from their laws. As you see all plants. Changed from the laws they are to grow by. For example, they give you eatings. And eating meant to grow for a year. And
it changes.
It grows for month. Now the chicken you ate when it's 1 year old.
Time
you get a chicken of 6 weeks. And you're going to eat it. Poison fills within you. And they call us useless eaters. They have no use. They are just eating. They are claiming God. God.
The
angels were chased from heaven. They have rage. They are angered. They got angered over human beings.
They
see you on the world. They call you a useless eater. They say,
we
have to kill them very early when they have not understood their
God.
And they have not been able to repent.
Make
them foods which kill them and weaken them.
Now
you are on injections. You get a banana plant. You inject it.
Meant
grow, get ingredients from the ground. Those God prepared well. All things they have exchanged them. They turned upside down. They just wait to proclaim it. You know, to make you a banana seed. Yet in the order of God.
Didn't
make order that out of a banana plant you get a seed from it.
I don't know what form of bananas you're going to be eating. You see the seed of bananas they have made. Now you've fallen on a problem, my brother.
You
know the problem which came along? That's what I speak, that fallen angels now
they
reach to make bodies for themselves. They come in the children of men. They move on to corrupt them more. Because in the Genesis 6, they have ever mixed in the children of men. Human beings got corrupted, committed many evils. Because of fallen angels come in the midst and marry in the midst, they marry children of men, and things birth, some fallen angels clothe bodies in the wombs of women, and then you think you birth the child. Yet we are on a fallen angel. Now
you
must be very careful. Satan and his angels are chased from heaven according to Revelation 12, this verse 7 into 10. Bible says like this. Revelation 12 from verse 7.
Mikayiri ne bamalayika be nga batabaala okulwana n'ogusota. Ogusota ne gulwana ne bamalayika baagwo. Olunya olw'omunaana ne batayinza so ne watalabika kifo kyabwe nate mu ggulu. Olunya olw'omwenda n'ogusota ogunene ne gusuulibwa. Ogusota ogw'edda oguyitibwa omulyolyomi era Sitaani omulimba w'ensi zonna ne gusuulibwa ku nsi ne bamalayika baagwo ne basuulibwa nagwo.
Okuva ku ntandikwa ya Edi,
right from the beginning of Edi,
oluvannyuma lw'okufa n'okuzuukira kwa Mukama
waffe Yesu Kristo.
But stand,
Satan and his angels were chased from heaven
Mubutongole.
Officially.
Kubanga,
because in the era of BC, it's from Genesis
to
reaching Prophet Malachi, before the birth of Christ on earth,
stand,
Satan they had hope to overcome heaven, even the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus. In those days they had ability to go
in heaven
and to come on the world to deceive it, and to deceive angels in heaven, and to deceive those on the world. In the entire BC,
yes,
before the birth of Christ on the earth, after the birth of Christ and the death and resurrection, what's called a day, when Jesus ascended back to heaven,
Satan's
angels were chased from heaven and
were
thrown on this world. But Bible shows
in coming
on the world they had much rage and anger
to
people who were holding the laws of God and the testimony of Christ. And they say,
thing
we've taken long speak of,
it,
of the new preparation, the new world order.
You
must officiate it very early. Not that it's just begun now.
New world order started.
New world order started and began it himself.
Coming to
God and impossible is not God. And he wanted to be God.
It
began to contend against God.
Contend,
turn things of God upside down.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But at the beginning of Eddie,
launch
the thing, plan every way is possible.
Bible
say in the verse 16, in the Revelation 12, 16 and 17, and speaks saying like this.
Revelation 12,
verse 16.
Insine yambo mukazi, insine yasama kamwa kayo, nenyu omugga ogusota gugwa wandula okuva mu kamwa kagwo. Olunyole 17. Ogusota ne gusunguwalira omukazi ne gugenda okulwana n'abo ab'omuzadde lye abasigalawo abakwata ebiragiro bya Katonda era balina okutegeeza kwa Yesu.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Sitaani bwe yalaba,
when Satan saw,
omanyi Bible
in Revelation shows that woman.
Come from
Revelation 12:1-6. The woman was pregnant to birth a child. The child is the Christ. The woman is the Mary. And the child was birthed, lifted, taken to the throne.
And
was lifted and taken. Jesus lifted in the heavens, it's just the devil's there. When they reached on the world, then they thought for where Mary was.
What
a child on this world who has brought a problem on us. And they hunted for her. And the serpent pit a dirty river. That is the spirit of Satan. And seeks for the woman to throw her. But he ran with Apostle John of Revelation. Jesus on the cross he told Apostle John that watch over your mother. The world was going far. And he ran to the island of Patmos by the word of the Lord. And they are much on the woman, they want to kill her. But God made her disappear. That's why others say Mary didn't die. If she died as people die, he was taken away like Enoch. But he said the earth swallowed the other river. That's the spirit of Satan in the people.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But it's been said, after Satan has failed on the woman, according to Revelation 12:17,
shifted
the battle to those who have remained, who hold on the commands of God and the testimony of Christ. Commands of God, we speak of the Old Testament.
And
the testimony, we speak of the New Testament. When they have begun to hold that battle, so we have to launch the new world order. Turn things upside down. And I want to prove you. This battle, they have a point, they have reached it.
First,
all things, even those of church, are upside down. Shifted you, they told you the building is the church. You meant to be church without sport, not
raincoat.
The testimony of Christ says that.
No,
they changed you many years back.
Move
in the new world order. You know what you say? I am going to pray. I'm going to pray to the church.
Yet,
it's you meant to be the church they're going to come back for.
And
you have no spot, no wrinkle.
These
new world order, if I have explained them, fighting the laws of God and the testimony of Christ,
and
the prophet Daniel assumed that they will fight with the holy ones
and
reach to change the laws and the times.
You're
going to look to all that you see them. But this preparation,
I
told you to really focus most of the fallen angels, make bodies to themselves basing in the bankers, and they come mixing the children of men that can make many evils, that they can do many blasphemies,
people
make you break laws of God, and to and to make you live the testimony of Christ, the gospel. Let me tell you, even today, the gospel preached in the entire world, if you analyze it, it's of the new world order. For our being commissioned, we
are
go preach the kingdom of heaven.
Hear
things of the gospel today.
Gospel
preach of daily food, the miracles. Miracles is not gospel. Miracle is food to children.
New world order
and took away first seek the kingdom of God in righteousness.
And
made us we first seek the miracles of God.
Yet,
so we must seek the kingdom of God righteousness. What we need will be added to us. Now they turned it. We first seek for what we want.
And
the kingdom of God will be added to us.
Batugamba okusabira abantu.
They told us to pray for people.
Tubawebuwa kubanga tuwereddwa.
We really give them for we've been given free from God.
Na ye bo kati bagamba.
Get them they say.
Simba rai ni wanu.
You line up with your money.
Kanguwe ni wali odo so jira bawo.
You can see new world order everywhere. Now, you thought it's something that's coming, but they have been preparing it for a long time. Now they're going to just launch it.
God
discover most have been moving by the New World Order.
New World Order
is what said there is no hell. After they tell you there's no hell, will they tell you heaven is there? For the two pass together. Speak of heaven, you have to speak of hell.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus. Speak of the new heaven and the new earth. You have to speak of the lake of fire.
New World Order.
Now, New World Order. World which
is
there for long. The devils are prepared. But what brings them now to be in the human beings?
That
corrupt you more and you sleep with them. You work with them on their jobs. You've married them. You've gotten married to them. That they corrupt you more.
They
have been passing this spiritual world to be rich. Yet you've been empowering them. You've been overpowering them by meditating on the word. And you sleep needs. As which they find you blocked there. So let's go be in the midst.
Corrupt
them as we did in Genesis 6. And God got angered of them, struck them with floods. You know that they are planning. Let's use those whole insanity, corrupt them more. They anger them, God, to leave them. Then we make them do evils. Satan knows he no more can be saved. Even his fallen angels who appear as demons of
God.
They know they are no more going to be saved. Now they seek for those to be destroyed with.
They
expect those to fight. But they have a surety that they are going to win. They don't expect to win.
So,
according to Romans, we've read of some time, connect us to new creations. Those which come and still be brought in our midst. He speaks like this.
Romans 8,
verse
38. Newankubadde obulamu, newankubadde bamalayika, newankubadde abafuga, newankubadde ebiriwo, newankubadde ebigenda okubaawo, newankubadde amaanyi, 39, newankubadde obugulumivu, newankubadde okugenda wansi, newankubadde ekitonde kyonna ekirala, tebiyinze nga kutwawukanya na kwagala kwa Katonda okuli mu Kristo Yesu.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
There are many things going to be done. I want to single out three things in this verse. Neither the angels, we speak of fallen angels. Even the powers, especially where they have manifested powers, they raise up in a space like this and they make much magic. That is power that we spoke of not being good. Neither a new creation, new three things. It's what I want to handle of now. Neither we speaking of angels. Neither angels. Those the fallen. Neither powers, not good. Neither a new creation.
For
fallen angels and the powers of darkness
in
which they have passed to make these creations. And they go deep down where they have made it the undergrounds.
And
now you will find
enjovu,
an elephant,
ngo gutundu sinjovu,
and the portion is not an elephant.
Nga chiwene kugamba njovu chiwojoro.
Elephant butterfly. Now this one is what? Elephant baboon.
Kugama bikule dua.
Now they have been made. That's why they have won the earth.
In
Romans
8:38-39.
That
ba maraika,
even though angels,
you
see funny angels these days. An angel fell.
That
they have come in church. Those who have come look funny.
Who
have come powers itching pains. Even the powers.
Jeremiah 23:9-10.
Their power is not good. When you go to see power these days, just as you've been seeing it, someone comes with a coat, waves it to you like this, and you are powered down, all of you.
Is
the new creation. People, when you see of creation, and they know that takes you over.
Now
that creation, who has created it?
They are going to
officiate Jezebel as God.
Now
this is a dog word. Penguin? Have you seen?
Bagende bakugamba ndi Katonda si Katonda, obanga Katonda. Mugamba yatonda.
For you say God created.
Atani atonze.
Now who has created these ones?
Ate mwagara amanyi.
Now you want power.
Nemwera bida amanyi agarudde ngagatonze kulunesi.
Power which has lived created heaven and earth.
Ngagakuze ebimera nebiri mbyonna.
Rose plants and things in the world.
Era Katonda muguru lyonna.
That we created entire heaven. And above the heaven.
Kati gemwankala bamirembe gino gemwagara ogoberere.
Just seen this generation is what you want to follow.
And
the new creations. Now in this new creation, where there cometh fallen angels. That's why
he said,
though a new creation. Some you call magicians. They are not mere human beings. And if they are human beings, first we shall show you the book of the devils. Called the magic book. Used most in the underground in Egypt.
Where trained
first magicians under the sun. Those who fought with Prophet Moses.
Trained
many others are in church, you think they have the power of God. Where we are heading on, things are not easy.
So, na ye, mchigambo chino,
but in this word,
that we've
read in Romans
8:38-39,
involved with another angels, those we've spoken the
following,
those chest in heaven, neither powers,
now
that a new creation, they come in those phases.
When
the fallen angels, and they have powers of darkness, and they are creations. They are in the midst of people. Others you see them with four hands. And
say,
this one is his work.
This
world is about to turn into another thing. Even though it already turned in your ignorance. First, everywhere they are first there. They have
agents
in schools from nursery sections.
They have
acted films of children.
They
have fields of creations which are not normal. And the children love that. You call that cartoons. This is the name I hear they call them. What's the name?
There
are other names I hear they name them these days.
Eh?
There is a name they pop.
Who knows that name? They call. There is a name they have named those cartoons these days. You give them a microphone. Praise the Lord, brethren.
Animation.
They call it animation. That is one of them. And they are boys like pussycats. They have tails, yet they are speaking. They are planting in your memory. Praise the Lord. Pastor Fred by name. They have another name. Think.
In
those animations, they build characters and they give them names like Sophia,
SpongeBob.
These which speak as cars, they have different characters. Some of those, when you look at them, they are of fallen angels. There is a fallen angel, forgotten character. When you look at it, it's a typical alien and the other characters.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now we must be careful. In America, fallen angels are there. Open. Even those married. Those are your people they are bringing for you. You who love them. We nothing with them. Let's read in Daniel, we see.
You
won't get explained more of this word. Daniel 2:41. Daniel chapter 2 verse 41.
Era kubanga walabe ebigere n'obugere. Ekitundu kya bumba ery'omubumbi. N'ekitundu kya kyuma. Obwakabaka buli babwawulemu. Naye muli bamubwo kumaanyi ag'ekyuma, kubanga walaba ekyuma nga kitabuddwamu ebbumba ery'ettosi. Olwanamu 2. Era ng'obugere bwe bwali ekitundu kya kyuma n'ekitundu kya bbumba, era n'obwakabaka bwe buliba bwe butyo, ekitundu kya maanyi n'ekitundu kimenyefu. Olunyi 3. Era kubanga walaba ekyuma nga kitabuddwamu ebbumba ery'ettosi, bali yetabula n'ezzadde ly'abantu, naye tebaligattagana bokka na bokka. Era ng'ekyuma bwe kiteetabula na bbumba.
Praise Jesus much.
Nti bali yetaba n'abaana baabo.
That devil makes with children of men.
Bani?
Who are those?
Naye nga bagambye.
But they have said.
Nti. Ekitundu ekimu kiriba kya kyuma.
Part of it will be iron.
Ekimu nga kya bumba.
Another will be of clay.
Kugamba nti baagezaako bakole amagumba mu underground.
Try to make bones in the underground like of a human being. And it failed.
Ne bagamba mumanyi.
And they said, you know what?
Tukozese ebyuma.
Let's use iron.
Tubikeko n'omubiri ogulinga ogwaba.
Cover it with flesh like of human beings.
Twambale egyo emibiri tugende mu bantu.
Cloth those bodies, go in the human being.
Omanyi bamalayika abaagwe.
You know the fallen angels.
Etuyita ba aliens.
Those we call aliens.
Olutalo olwabagobesa mu ggulu.
The battle why they chest in heaven.
Olwabafuula ebintu ebitategeerekeka.
Turned them into funny things.
Balina abamu bawagguufu nnyo.
Others are very big giants.
Obulala bumpi nnyo nnyo.
Others are very short.
Obulala bufaanagana bubi nnyo.
Others look very, very funny. Now there is a way to make bodies for themselves.
And
they can't mix the children of men.
But we
speak of the two forms of kingdom.
But
when he saw that idol, the idol was of a human being, but the head was of gold.
It
explained was a Babylonian kingdom, which was reigned by Nebuchadnezzar. Then we have the chest and the arms. It's of silver. It was the Medo Persians.
then netubera nokuva mu rubuto.
We have from the belly
nebisa
unto the thighs.
Yali berulo.
It was beryl.
Which is bronze.
Bronze material.
Bwakabaka bwachubu.
The kingdom of Greece.
Obwa Greek. Kakati obu okuva kubigere.
Now from the feet.
All
the feet. It's the Roman kingdom.
Roman Empire.
Roman Empire. Showed it has to get on the feet. It's what holds the fourth kingdom. Reigning on the entire world.
Roman Empire.
The Roman Empire.
Today
it's called Roman Catholic. And it reigns almost the entire world.
But in
that time they showed that time as he saw the feet, the toys and parts of iron and parts of clay that they will involve the power of the iron and of clay that they will mix with children of men but they will not do it by themselves.
These
are connectors we call scientists. They are the ones in the middle. They are to be mediators.
Paul
nations who made bodies for themselves and the human beings.
Wanji.
Praise.
Praise the Lord, brethren.
I'm teacher Winifred.
Last time I was here in a program of the world and the sky.
And spoke
there was in the 1850. There is an aeroplane which disappeared.
But
they searched it for 40 years, they didn't see it.
Babali aonge tu seri bali mu reporting abagamba.
As they were there, it had arrived, come back, wanting to land on the airport.
Those airport
didn't expect an aeroplane land at that time.
As
arrived, they had disappeared 50 years back.
One
went, they are young, they came back. Each the year they disappeared, they came back with the same years. And they said they were very surprised. They tried to get surprised. Now don't be surprised. For those who came back, they are not the real ones.
We have
many musicians in America and in England. And they died a long time. Yet you see them there. And they have just been made. Fallen angels made bodies exactly like them. And they came back, appeared in children of men. Let's repeat these verses we see.
Daniel 2:41. Era kubanga walabe ebigere n'obugere n'ekitundu kya bumba ery'omubumbi n'ekitundu kya kyuma obwakabaka buliba bwawulemu naye muliba mu bwo ku maanyi ag'ekyuma kubanga walabe ekyuma nga kitabuddwamu ebbumba ery'ettosi olwana mu ebbiri era ng'obugere bwe bwali ekitundu kya kyuma n'ekitundu kya bumba era n'obwakabaka bwe buliba bwe butyo ekitundu kya maanyi n'ekitundu kimenyefu olunyolwana musatu era kubanga walaba ekyuma nga kitabuddwamu ebbumba ery'ettosi balyetabula n'ezzadde ly'abantu
balyetabula
n'ezzadde ly'abantu with the children of men. How did it happen? And has it ever happened? Who are these ones who will mingle with us? So these are not children of men. But they say they will be mingling. And those who made bodies, parts of iron,
parts
of clay like our bodies, and it's soft.
And
the outer one impresses it. Tell when they put bodies on themselves.
It like
bones, yet it's iron inside there.
It's
not usual iron.
Iron
material modernized and modified.
If you touch
it, you feel bone. Don't feel iron. Those are going to mingle in the people. What we want to know.
But
I've done it in Genesis 6. Before we go, no mingle with us by themselves. But they will get scientists involved. Who are connecting
see
those who mix with us when they have made their bodies. Who are these? They have ever done it in Genesis. Genesis 6. The fallen angels. Now they do it best in the underground bankers. Reach there, you find them like human beings. They are moving. They are cooking. They are marrying. Yet the marrying of there in the underground.
They
capture people, they take you there, they espouse you to someone. And they make you marry a fallen angel. Those they made research on fell on a problem. Genesis 6:1.
That
when people increased on the world and they birthed many daughters, today girl children are many births. Is it not that? The number of the girl children is more. God has trapped us. What followed? Genesis 6:2.
Abana ba Katonda ni bala baba wala baba ntunga balungi.
Abana ba Katonda.
The sons of God.
We
lose the language of angels.
Bamalaika bebayitanga.
Angels
abana ba Katonda
the ones they called sons of God then.
Tine bala baba na baba ntunga balungi.
The daughters of men were beautiful. You know the fallen angels who followed Satan. In the beast,
they
had access to go to heaven and come on the world. They come out without commands. And they came when they had broken commands. Like they asked Satan, where are you coming from?
I'm
moving up and down the world.
No,
he did that with fallen angels. Now they find you bathing. And fallen angel is watching and is watching like that. Look at the sister. She's beautiful. What can I do? I have to make a body for myself. I'm going to propose to her. What do they want? Money? And they make magic of money. Now they have you this time. But not you who are saved and who have understood truth. Those called sons of God.
We're going to
get explained. Let's read we here. Genesis 6:2.
Abana ba Katonda ne balaba abawala babantunga balungi.
Abana ba Katonda.
The sons of God.
Ne balaba bana babantunga balungi.
The daughters of men and
what were abaitidwa abana ba Katonda?
It's called the sons of God.
Ugambi wa malaika bano edaba baitanga bana ba Katonda.
Angels were called sons of God.
Ne bajja mu bana baba
abantukunzi. Came in daughters of men on the world.
Ne balaba anga balungi.
And they saw their fair.
Ne tugera ku abo ba malaika bali bamazo kugwa.
Speak of angels who had fallen. Genesis 6:2. You hear what happened? They came
daughters of men.
They mixed with daughters of men.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
there are like two things we want to first get explained of.
These
called the sons of God who came among human beings and they married in them. Remember, if they were angels, as
we're
going to get explained, angels are not accepted to come marry in human beings. Mix in them to move together. But this they broke a command.
According to Mark 12, angels are not accepted to marry, neither to get married. And in heaven, it's not there. They don't have bodies desiring to marry, even to get married. These they preached here made them for themselves.
So,
as we've heard, they make them even today. Let's read in Mark, we see Mark chapter 12.
Mako esule yekumi nebiri enolu nyiriri olwa biri mwetano.
Mark 12:25.
Kubanga webali zukira mubafu tebali wasa so tebali wayira naye bali banga ba malaika abo muguru.
Oyide so wetuli batunga tuzukide tubivudde munsene.
After risen up left this world.
Tiriba kuwasa ni wangu wado kufumbira.
Marrying not getting married.
Kubanga tuli banga ba malaika muguru.
Shall be like angels in heaven.
Ekiragiro kya ba malaika teri kuwasa teri kufumbira.
Command of angels not marrying not getting married.
Naye tuulide mu lubereberye sura y'omukaga.
In Genesis 6.
Olunyosoka n'olwokubiri.
In chapter 1 and 2.
Kibana mamanyiddwa nga abaana ba Katonda.
These known as the sons of God.
Ba malaika.
The angels.
Kuluno tuogera kubagwa.
Time we speak of the fallen angels.
Kubaba nga muguru abatali biragiro bya Katonda.
Came from heaven without commands of God.
Abagobera mukama wabwe Satan.
And they followed their master Satan.
Ngonaze bweziri.
Just as his ways are. And they came in the human being and they began to spot them out as they are passing. They find this sister is bathing.
Bathing.
And they begin to look. They are turning, bathing the back. And they are looking.
Remember, the
morality of Satan had entered the fallen angels. Then they made bodies for themselves as they do today. And they came in human beings. And they made bodies like of human beings. Same thing they have come to do in our midst
and
based in the underground. Because the difference which came this time, that time they are not beating them in the battle of heaven, in the beast. And they had nicer bodies cover on this leg of human beings.
The
time they were beaten in the battle which happened in heaven, they look very ugly. Even some they are very small.
Must
make a body bones. Now they have made iron bones for themselves. And they cover flesh on the outwards. And they go inside it. And they begin to move. Praise Jesus.
So
Genesis. Let's read it there.
Esura ya mukaga.
Oluberebere esura ya mukaga nalunyiri olusoka.
Genesis 6 from verse 1.
Awo abantu bwe basoka okweyongera ku nsi ne bazaala abaana ab'obuwala. Olunyiri olw'okubiri. Abaana ba Katonda ne balaba abawala b'abantu nga balungi. Ne bawasanga abakazi mu bonna be baalonda.
Owulidde ekyabeerawo.
You hear what happened?
Abantu nga beyongedde munsi.
When people are increased on the world,
ngabola balero.
As you see today,
abaitwa abaana ba Katonda.
Those called the sons of God.
Obire bya bisi bakwesanga nnyo nga boogera ku bamalayika.
They used it to speak of the angels.
Kati bano bali bamalayika abaagwa.
These were fallen angels.
Asabateesemu nti ne balaba abaana baba.
They involved that they saw daughters of men.
Bajja ne bawasa mu
buke married in them.
Ngabwe bayagala.
As they wanted.
Yes, we
praise Jesus. Command of angels, they are not accepted to marry, neither to get married.
But
these broken all those commands.
As
if you read Job chapter 1, and the verse 6, when the children of God gathered, the angels, the sons of God, when Satan came among them,
where
light fallen angels who followed him on the world. Let's read, we hear.
Job chapter 1 verse
6.
Awulunaku lwali lumu abaana ba Katonda ne bajja okukiika mu maaso ga Mukama ne Setaani naye najjira mu bo. Olunyo lw'omusanvu. Mukama n'agamba Setaani nti ovaawa. Awo Setaani n'addamu Mukama n'ayogera nti nva kuddingana mu nsi n'okutambulatambula omwo
Eruyi n'eruyi.
Have you
heard what happened?
Job
chapter 1 verse 6 to 10.
Abana ba katonda.
The sons of God, those called the angels, they had gathered in heaven. Satan too came among them.
And
asked him, where are you coming from?
I'm
from moving up and down the world. Moving up and down on it. God sent you on the world. He cannot ask you, where are you coming from? If you send your child to the shop and they come back, and you ask them, where are you coming from? They had not sent him on this world. He left heaven
himself.
Satan and busy for the birth of Christ on earth.
2019
years back.
Was
able to go to heaven and come on the world. When he comes on the world, he doesn't wait for commands and he escapes from heaven.
Angels
we've read in Genesis 6, in the verse 1 and 2, once he lied already,
they
followed issues of breaking the laws, and them to left heaven without a command.
God does
God take off. We gave a man who supports giving honors on us.
Even
heaven we live without commands, don't you see? Commands they told us, and you don't marry. How long they are wrong? How God does he familiarize? We are going to marry. But what can we do? Let's make bodies for themselves, ourselves.
Which are the human beings, the
parts which marry. And they married. But it's differing in one thing, right from the underground. The battle which chased them in heaven, the
weapons
God used big they began to appear like you see them. Big heads, eyes. Others are very tall. Others they have wings, but they are old.
The
can't go in people we look like this. They will fear us. Let's make bodies for ourselves. That word you've read,
Job chapter 1
verse 6 to 10,
that
when the sons of God gathered,
gathering
happened in the Jerusalem of heaven.
They say
it's where there is the great gathering of the angels and the holy ones of God. According to Hebrews, Hebrews 12.
Hebrews 12:22. Naye muzze ku lusozi Sayuni ne ku kibuga kya Katonda omulamu, Yerusalemi eky'omuggulu, n'eri obukumi bw'abamalayika 23, n'eri ekkuŋŋaanira eddene era ekkanisa ey'ababereberye abaawandiikibwa mu ggulu, n'eri Katonda omulamuzi wa bonna.
Have you heard what happened?
The
gathering read in Job chapter 1 verse 6 unto 10.
When the
sons of God had gathered, even Satan came among them.
He was
able to deceive some of the sons of God, the angels. Praise Jesus. It happened in the Jerusalem of heaven. That's why Hebrews 12,
22-23,
they have told us that you have come in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of the angels and the holy ones of God.
And
when they gathered from there, in the BC, before the birth of Christ on earth, Satan too was still going in heaven. As they are there,
he
comes from the world, no one sent him. He has come. And God sees him. Where are you coming from? Which form of God are you? I'm coming from up and down the world, moving it. I've moved it, moving up and down on it. But remember Ecclesiastes, Bible shows,
he
did not move on the world in vain. He had come to build prisons on it,
through
which can imprison children of God on the world, that they don't go back home in heaven. They ask him when the gathering is seated, where are you coming from? I'm coming from moving up and down the world. Moving up and down it. Have you seen my servant Job? Do you think he fears you in vain?
Imagine the elder son come back home in the night.
You're sitting
in the sitting room with his juniors. You ask him, where you coming from? Father, you too, you don't know. Me, I matured.
If
to propose to some girls around, did I stop you from proposing to girls?
But how comes
you to you are with mother there? Now the junior ones hear it. And another time they go.
Let's
go with the big brother, see what he does.
What caused
some angels to fall?
This
one acted pride publicly.
And
God left to see which children understand and those who don't understand.
The
second gathering we were there, he is back. According to Job chapter 2. Let's read Job chapter 2 from verse 1.
Yobu esule yokubiri n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Job chapter 2 from verse 1.
Awo nate olunaku lwali lumu.
Nato mulundi omulala.
This is another time.
Kubanga twasose Yobu emukaga ne 10.
Job 1:6-10.
Naneraze.
And now he has come.
Nakati nate era mu Yobu esule yakubiri.
Once again in Job chapter 2.
Era abana bakatonda ba malaika mukuru bali bakunganya.
God in angels in heaven had gathered. This we've gone to explain
Bani
to you. Who are these who mix with children of God? Genesis 6, they did it. Those called the children of God. Those who were called sons of God.
There,
the next gathering is sat. And Lucifer is come again. Let us read, we hear.
Job
chapter 2 from verse 1.
Au natoru nakuruwali rumu, abana bakatonda nebajjo kuchika mu maso ga Mukama. Ne setani na yina jira mubo okuchika mu maso ga Mukama.
He
took him. He said, God, the gathering is of what time? Me too, I am going. As they were there, he had arrived. And they still asked him. Let's read, we hear.
Yobu esule yokubiri n'olunyiriri olwokubiri.
Job chapter 2 verse 2.
Mukama n'agamba Setani nti ovawa.
Nadamu n'amugamba wa.
Where are you coming from?
Katonda mazimanga yakutumia sokubuza
Job. God sent you, can he ask you where you come from?
Naye amubuza kubanga Setani mbireyo ya BC.
He asked for Satan in the BC.
Before
they were chased in heaven.
Access to be in
heaven and come on the world.
But
all the holy angels coming on the world, you are first to be given command.
This
didn't wait for commands. They left
heaven,
broken commands of heaven.
They
come even break commands of the world. Let us hear.
Yobu esule yokubiri enolo nyiriri olwokubiri.
Job chapter 2 in the verse 2.
Mukama nagamba Setani nti ovawa. Setani naddamu Mukama nayogera nti mva kuddingana mu nsi n'okutambula tambula omwo wano na wali. Olunyo olwokusatu. Mukama nagamba Setani nti olowoozeza ku muddu wange Yobu. Kubanga tewali munsamu fanana. Omusajja yatuukirira era ow'amazima. Atya Katonda ne yeewala obubi.
Ekyanyiza Setaani ekyo.
It angered Satan, that one.
Bamubuuza ovaawa kutambula
been up and down the world.
Katonda ebyo n'abigino wali
nga. God did know what that.
N'amugamba ondabiddeko
ku muddu wange. Have you seen my servant Job?
Mutuukirivu yamalirira tava ku mazima.
He doesn't give up on truth.
Era ado omutwalidde agabya agakole n'agewala.
Taken evils from him.
Nga naffe bwe tutandise olutalo olwo.
Just as we began that battle ourselves.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Katwewala ebikolobero bya Satan.
We avoid evils of Satan is brought in our midst.
Katonda naye atwenyumirizeemu ng'ali mu ggulu.
God to delight over us in heaven.
Wali abaana bange obandabiddeko.
My children have you seen them? They know you with all your schemes.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Satan
answered him words there.
Yasoke erina amudamu namugamba oroza yobwa kutira bwere.
Think Job fears you in vain.
Umazo kumuwe bitu nobikunomeka kono rukomera ronda.
And you've hedged him.
Kati kuro kubiri amugamba.
The second he told him.
Budamu kwa Abraham.
Life for life.
Walin kare
Okay, I took away things from Job. It didn't reject him. But this time, let's target his life. I want to strike him with sickness, we see, where they will not reject you and deny you. And he reached life to make him sick. Still, Job remained standing. But let's put those issues aside. But we've been looking most. Daniel chapter 2. Starting from 43. They will mingle with children of men. Who are these who mingle with us? Briefly going back Genesis 6. The verse 1 and 2. Those who mingle in us.
Beasts,
they were old some the sons of God. Those who came so among daughters of men. And they married in them.
How
they made bodies like of human beings.
For
in the laws of angels,
known
as rightful sons of God, they're not accepted to marry.
But
in Mark 12, 25 to 27,
and
when we have raised up, if we are back in heaven, we shall be like angels.
There's
no marrying, no getting married. For bodies in heaven, bodies of angels in heaven have no parts to marry, neither getting married.
It's
the command of angels not to marry. See them in Genesis 6, 1 and 2. They have come in daughters of men. They married them. They have made bodies for themselves. Just as today they are doing it. But we've understood well. Explained in Job 6. Job chapter 1 verse 6 to 10. When the sons of God gathered, even Satan came. Sons of God, I want to be known as angels in heaven. Satan came from moving up and down the world. When he came, God asked him, where are you coming from?
Answered,
from moving up and down the world.
God
asked, have you seen my servant Job?
Remember
the hardening and the arrogance.
He's talking
the congregation of many angels who have gathered. Now they copied his character. Those who are weakened in believing God and holding the commands of God, like not being worshipped. Angels shouldn't be worshipped. The rightful angels.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But in that word, when gathering happened, Satan spoke arrogance. In Hebrews 12:22
23,
gathering happened in Jerusalem of heaven, where there is the great gathering of angels and the holy ones of God. Now, in such gatherings, Satan went to deceive the angels. Because today we speak of fallen angels, known as the aliens. Today we use the underground bankers. And they make bodies for themselves. And part is iron, which are like bones inside and outwards. They have made bodies like of human beings. But they have come to be married. This time they have changed. Other time they married in
people.
This time they have made those to marry and those to be married.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Take
you in Job chapter 2, the verse 1 to 2.
We
showed you the next gathering. Satan too came. The sons of God have gathered. But some of the last
things
of what we speak of. Some angels had begun to realize him.
Is
the one they chased from a cherubim.
They
snatched him from the fire.
This
time he had come to speak his lies in heaven. And the angel said, are you not the dust which was snatched from the fire?
He began,
some angels had realized him, but those who refused to realize him, most of them he threw them down.
Those
who fell in with him are the ones in the underground, affected by the war which happened in heaven.
started
to appear demons of
plants
to convert people not to know God.
He
started to appear as false Christ,
give
powers to false prophets.
You've
seen it's taken long. Let's make bodies for ourselves. We go in human beings and we commit evils with them. Some which happened in Zechariah chapter 3.
Satan
in BC before he was just in heaven.
Some
angels that realized him
with all his
ways of deception.
But those who are
not able were chased with him in heaven.
Those are the ones
making bodies for themselves.
Zechariah esule yokusatu nalunyiri olusoka.
Zechariah chapter 3 verse 1.
Nanjolesa Yosua kabona asinga obukulu ngayimiridde mu maaso ga malaika wa Mukama ne Setani ngayimiridde ku mukono gwo gwa ddyo ab'omulabe we. Olunyiri olwokubiri Mukama n'agamba Setani nti Mukama akunenye gwe Setani.
Olidde kyaliwo.
Have you seen what happened?
Umulembe gwa Yosua.
In the era of Joshua.
Umulembe ya Nabi Zakaria.
In the era of Prophet Zakaria.
Ngenda gane kadenato lukugwako.
When the Old Testament was about to finish.
Shira gandistani mbirebe yali akyaliyo muguru.
Your seven then was still in heaven.
Era.
And.
Nga akyali kumbana b'abantu ku nsi.
Still on the daughters of men on the world.
Okubali oliomako.
To accuse them.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
he makes you commit sin on the world. And he goes in heaven, he says,
God,
that one is yours, is he not mine?
According to my
dictate, that one is he not mine? You say to your son that you created them. Do they look like you? Are you a sinner like them? Is that one not mine? According to identity,
ID, DNA
holds sin and it changed.
And
it's no more of God.
Now we
reached on the priest Joshua. Let's repeat Zechariah.
Zechariah esule yokusatu nolunyiri olusoka.
Zechariah chapter 3 verse 1.
Nanjolesa Yosua kabona asinga obukulu ngayimiridde mu maaso ga malaika wa Mukama ne Setani ngayimiridde ku mukono gwo gwa ddyo ab'omulabe we. Olunyo olwokubiri Mukama n'agamba Setani nti Mukama akunenye gwe Setani weewaawo. Mukama eyeroboozezza Yerusaalemi akunenye. Oyo siti ekisiriiza ekikwakulibwa mu muliro.
Some
angels began to realize him.
This one
speaking with pride in the gathering. The one they chased from the cherubim and they snatched him from the fire. According to Ezekiel 10,
in
the midst of the cherubim, there is a fire.
Satan, when
he was chased from a cherubim, fire consumed him.
He too
made the body for himself another.
He appeared
as an angel of light.
Now
making bodies for
themselves.
Satan himself began it.
Because
this was just from a cherubim.
And it's
like a dust.
And he
was burnt.
He
made the body for himself.
He appeared
as an angel of light.
You
read this in the second Corinthians. Chapter
11.
2 Corinthians 11.
14.
Abakolinso ekyokubiri esule ye 11 n'olunyiriri olw'14.
2 Corinthians 11, 14.
So si kya magero. Kubanga ne Setani yefaananya nga malayika ow'omusana. Olw'15. Kale si kitalo era n'abaweereza be bwe beefaananya ng'abaweereza b'obutuukirivu.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus, man.
Mu biro ebya BC.
In the BC.
standing above him.
When Satan was chased from a cherubim, fire burnt him. That in the midst of the cherubim, according to Ezekiel 10.
When he moved to
Jerusalem city of heaven,
he made
a body for himself, appeared like an angel. That's why they've said in the Corinthians,
2
Corinthians 11, 14, that's not a miracle. Satan
too
masquerades an angel of light. Making bodies for themselves began from there.
Hear
what you hear, they make from underground.
And
made body parties iron, parties of clay. Come to marry and get married in the children of men. And to make them commit evils. Praise the Lord.
I'm named
Apostle Innocent. I'm surprised of the patience of the Lord. All these years, the trampling of Jerusalem by these men.
And they corrupted
the third of angels. I think God gives us a lesson to learn. I've tried to make a comparison
Genesis chapter 6,
between Genesis 6, that generation,
and Genesis 18 and 19,
where we see God destroys people for rebellion.
Genesis chapter 6,
Genesis 6,
in
the verse 5,
Bible says,
the thoughts and inclination of men,
evil continually.
Evil
continually.
Continuously.
Everything
someone thought was evil.
Bible says they grieve God's spirit.
Bible says never grieving omoyo wa Katonda.
Go to Genesis 18 and 19.
Go to Genesis 18 and 19.
Abantu abo nabo bali babi nyo.
Those people were also evil.
Kuba Katonda bali anyima mu ne mukwano gwa Abraham.
God had a friend Abraham.
Abantu bakendera to a point that family emu yokai yatasibwa.
People were destroyed that only one family was saved.
Nene family emu eyo.
But even that one family.
Lot yeka.
Only Lot.
And
wife and the daughters, them two were not saved. The wife became a pillar.
Lord
was saved with the daughters.
We
see the husband of the daughters, they were not saved with the remains. I'm surprised. The generation we are in, if you compare with those generations, how is it? For we have computers. We have things connecting us.
The
enemy can spread in all ways. See how fallen angels join with men. This generation we have manufactured things. I've been meditating. And they saw the temple of God, the bodies we clothe. The devils attacked them. Now we have bodies made. And I pity those not yet married. May see a girl you think she has a
bum.
Yes, she's got an artificial one.
The
question is what we are in. And we need a spirit to guide us that we overcome the enemy Satan.
So
this battle is on a higher level. May God bless you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, brethren. Me, I have a question there. Satan fire to consume him.
It
burnt him after the battle in Revelation 12. Or it burnt him in the BC. And if it burnt him in BC, going back to heaven in the gatherings, he first made himself a body or what?
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
When
we read in Zechariah chapter 3, in the verse 1-3. See that those Satan came on the world and went back to heaven before. This time he had come. Remember, he had made a body for himself.
When
Just
again from the Kelebimos, just from Genesis 2. Genesis 3, verse 22.
Paka
into 24. But there were three cherubims.
We see,
he put two cherubim in the way
to hinder
the tree of life. And the third was no more there.
They chased
him in Genesis 3 from the
cherubims.
And the fire we read in Zechariah, chapter 3, in the verse 1 to 2. Fire burnt him, he became a dust. Burnt him in the Genesis 3. 22-24. According to Ezekiel 10,
from
the verse
1
to 5, the cherubim, there is a fire. Now when it burnt him, he had his supporters.
According
to the book of Judges,
those
who had elected him be their God. They are the ones who took him the homeland of Beriel.
Today
they called it Babylon in heavens. As we know, Babylon. That they have named after Babylon on the world.
Now
there he began to fulfill.
2
Corinthians 11. 14. Appears as an angel of light comes from the garden and makes another body with
him,
and he hides not to appear
like that.
That's why in Zechariah 3, in verse 1 to 3, the angel first looked at him. This is not the dust.
That
someone is hidden in the body, but
you
are revealed. This one is the old one.
Plastic surgery.
They are on the village moving. They have appeared as a youth. Zechariah 3 shows.
And
Gabriel looked analytically. And Michael, is this not the dust?
He
had not been realized. Let's repeat that language. Read it again.
Zechariah 3 from verse
1.
Nanjolesa Yosua kabona asinga obukulu ng'ayimiridde mu maaso ga malaika wa Mukama ne Setaani ng'ayimiridde ku mukono gwo ogwa ddyo ab'omulabe we. Olunyo olwokubiri Mukama n'agamba Setaani nti, Mukama akunenye, gwe Setaani, weewaawo Mukama eyeroobozeza Yerusaalemi akunenye. Oyo si kye kisiriza ekikwakulibwa mu muliro.
N'agamba oyo kwali
Lucifer. That one, Lucifer.
Si oyo gwe bakwakula
wano. They want to snatch from the fire.
He had
made the body for himself, he has hidden in it.
That read in 2
Corinthians 11:14. He masquerades as one of the angels. Inside, when you analyze him well, you know, fallen angels, they clothe bodies mostly in rings,
and they come
as your late grandfather or your auntie. If you look at them like this, you see the face is getting disfigured. And what inside is another, even that outside. Fallen angels appear as demons of the dead.
That
the dead we are bound in hell in their sins. Only ones in Jerusalem waiting to come back with Jesus. If you see in the dream, as if your late relative is back, you look at them very analytically. You'll begin to see the eyes changing.
I
can tell you, come escort me.
Say,
you turn and see your face. They began to disfigure. Where are you taking me, grandfather? Where are you taking me, father? Come, follow me. As they turn like, you wake up from the dream and nightmare. And the face is very disfigured. Spiritual world, they try to poach bodies. Bodies don't live long.
We
need them to gather life in the blood.
Spoken
the Genesis 9, the verse 4. life in the blood,
to make out
a body to appear in the world, appear as demons on the village. That's why they appear and disappear for some time. And they make much sacrifice, mostly of young children, their bodies which have not had seen much, and they
take
out little life within it, and they make a body for themselves. Sacrificing is not easy. Gathering life in blood is not easy. And they say, you know what? Let's make bodies for ourselves, serious bodies. Let's go into human beings. But as we've told you, Revelation 12, verse 7 to 17, happened after the Old Testament, chasing Satan and fallen angels. What we have to do now, we will get this light of revelation
to
save our brethren. We have to tell them, like Apostle Innocent has been saying, that what can we do? Because in the time fallen angels come in the world and mix life in human beings, the world become worse. People, what they think and meditate is evil. You find a pastor preaches things shameful,
that
check your neighbor, see if they have pubic hair. Profane and foolishness, they no more fear, they are corrupted in the mind. Praise Jesus.
And
we get explained in the midst, who are these who mingle in children of men and make bodies to themselves, parts iron inside, outward is clay.
We see
like they are made like us,
like
bodies gotten in dust.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So when we know,
here we have to be careful. The battle, why they chased in heaven, since Christ moved in heaven,
what,
that they appear funny, we call them aliens. Americans have many of them, the Russians and the English, the Japanese, the Chinese, the Koreans.
Let's
get back brief in Revelation. Revelation 12 from verse 7.
Revelation 12,
verse 7.
Newabo olutalo mu ggulu. Mikayiri ne bamalayika be nga batabaala okulwana n'ogusota. Ogusota ne gulwana ne bamalayika baagwo. Olunya olw'omunaana ne batayinza so ne watalabika kifo kyabwe nate mu ggulu. Olunya olw'omwenda n'ogusota ogunene ne gusuulibwa. Omusota ogw'edda oguyitibwa omulyolyomi era Setaani, omulimba w'ensi zonna, ne gusuulibwa ku nsi, ne bamalayika baagwo ne basuulibwa nagwo. Olunyiri olw'ekkumi. Ne mpulira eddoboozi ddene mu ggulu nga lyogera nti, kaakano obulokozi buzze n'amaanyi n'obwakabaka bwa Katonda waffe n'obuyinza bwa Kristo we, kubanga aloopa baganda baffe yasuulibwa, abaloopa mu maaso ga Katonda waffe emisana n'ekiro.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. What we've heard in Zechariah 3 is going to choose Joshua. Now in Revelation 12, in the verse 7 and 10, the war which happened in heaven and the chasing from there, the accuser of our brethren, seen him in Zechariah 3, going to choose Joshua. They chased him, Revelation 12, at the beginning of AD, after the resurrection of Jesus. But they didn't chase him alone, even his fallen angels. There was war in heaven. I show you weapons they used in heaven. Read them in Revelation 15. I will not go there. Revelation 15 and 16. The other strike Read them in this journey of heaven.
Reach
Jerusalem of heaven.
When
we reach study of that war, and the way it happened, it affected them.
Some
fallen angels were affected so much.
And they look
very, very funny.
You
know, they are having three levels. They are called, those called the evil birds. Those retained wings.
And
those live in principalities at the best in the stars.
And
they are those called demons. Those in the undergrounds. They are those called evil spirits. Evil spirits. Those are ones on the heads of human beings.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
They have
levels according to Revelation 18. According to the war, how each was affected. The deceivers on the world.
They
say, we will look like who created us. And we were written where. You look at them.
This
is when they put them in the interrogation room. And they ask them. On life and God. And they said,
that is so called God.
Oh, you gwe muita katonda.
That is so called life.
Era gwe muita obulamu.
And they asked
them, where are you coming from?
Musimanyi beyond life.
Simanyi fetupo kusukuluma kubulamu.
But even for G.
The others are blasphemous.
Now,
as you look the way they look like,
those
find them in underground bankers.
There
they don't get shamed, they are like that.
You see
human beings have gone there, they take
and
there. And they enter in their body, they clothe it. And they come out.
And if you speak
with someone understanding.
Those
have been sent in the children of men.
New world order was
prepared in a long time.
And
many of you are sick as I speak of now.
And they
targeted both family and marriage.
That's why you find
a woman and
they have
appetite to sleep with a fellow woman.
Yet
they put the food you eat. The man and their jealousy of a fellow man. They see you there, they desire you. And they see like they speak with you. They get anger, jealousy. That's my damn wife. Don't touch my wife. You know those words too. Though you use them on the world. Damn. Many others. That's my guy.
My gay.
That's the one I eat. I sodomize.
My guy.
My gay. Don't you use those words? Those words of New World Order. They call them blasphemous names on the beast. The kingdom of Satan.
You
call me guy. I will hate you for that. Because you don't know, I will forgive you. But now you understand. You don't call me and don't call it your brother. Now you guy.
Tell
me, I will not accept be sodomized. I'm not the one you eat up.
The
problem came a long time. And they have made people hate marriage.
See,
from women they use. You call them shavers? That you put that on your pubics. And you wait for a little time. And you just clean away with it.
It
killed all your parts. Just
because
the marriage you come when you're bruised. The soap you used to bath in those parts, it weakened them. And they want one thing. You reach a time. And there is sick. The man
says,
let's go in another part. They give us food and they change appetites. Time of appetite, they change to them. When the man has it, the woman doesn't have it.
The man seek
for a way to survive.
And they
make him artificial organs you buy them. You bring it in your pocket. You enter in your bedroom like that. And you go there with your artificial organ. And you do things you do.
There
is something you're lacking. The partners of breasts
has no,
let's make them. Fallen angels came.
And you're
going to marry a human or to get married. Yet you are a fallen angel. How did corrupted marriage?
And they
those of marriage, they changed them. And you get sick. Others got sick of their mind. You are sick.
You
cannot think that now I'm married.
Yet
you got married, you are in a home. That's why in the second week, in the July, we need the married. To marry and you're proving you're entering marriage, that we speak with you. Then after, we shall meet the singles. Tell you how you fight
you both
in the way of marriage and family.
Out there
you're a woman, it fights with you. In the marriage or dining. Fights. Yet they came from where? They
said
many years back. Some men have bumps like of women.
But
it comes from the foods. They already prepared. The man is walking, shaking his palm like that.
It's normal
a man to have a bum like of a woman.
It's very, very abnormal.
It's very abnormal. It's not normal.
You want order basically in the underground.
They are not easy. Their situation is not well. Let's get back to Daniel. Daniel chapter
2.
They will mingle with children of men.
Daniel 2:41. Era kubanga walabe ebigere n'obugere, ekitundu kya bumba ery'omubumbi, n'ekitundu kya kyuma, obwakabaka buliba bwawulemu, naye muliba mu bwo ku maanyi ag'ekyuma, kubanga walabe ekyuma nga kitabuddwamu ebbumba ery'ettosi. 2. Era ng'obugere bwe bwali ekitundu kya kyuma n'ekitundu kya bumba, era n'obwakabaka bwe buliba bwe butyo, ekitundu ky'amaanyi n'ekitundu kimenyefu. 3. Era kubanga walaba ekyuma nga kitabuddwamu ebbumba ery'ettosi, balyetabula n'ezzadde ly'abantu, naye tebaligattagana bokka na bokka.
Nti okujja mu masekkati
gaffe,
bano betutegedde abayitiddwa abalyetabula n'abaana b'abantu.
Understood will mingle with children of men.
Bano abeekoledde mbiri ng'ekitundu kya kyuma.
Body part is iron.
N'ekitundu kya bumba.
Part is of clay.
Munda agandi badde amagumba.
Inside what would have been bones?
Kyuma.
It is iron.
Kunguru beekoleddeko mbiri ogulinga ogwamba.
Outward they have made a body like of a human being.
Naye batugambye tebalyetaba bokka.
But they said no mingle by themselves.
Waliwo ababali mu masekkati ba mediators.
Those in their midst, the mediators.
Betuyita bana science.
Those we call the scientists.
Some of them know
every foolishness of the devils.
Some
are used and they run from there.
If you run,
look for you, kill you if you have
understood. There are
scientists they killed in America
for
speaking their secrets.
They
took them in underwater.
They took them in the underground
bunkers, the two bases on the world of the devils.
They used
scientists many things. Program of killing evolving sicknesses. Like HIV and the others. He in speaking of those
essays,
he did not believe in God. That scientist.
According
to what they did from there, he came out when he believed
in
God. They took him, contend against God, he came out believing in God.
And he called
his fellow doctors and scientists.
He
told them, colleagues, what is in the underground? The fallen angels, what they have made us do down there. See all those things if God gives you chance.
It
takes you see of underground in our spiritual transports. You can see things will be
separate.
Yet physically it's possible. Because
expensive
it is a bit expensive in things of the world.
To go
Americans take you in their undergrounds.
Yes, you have
raised Jesus
Christ. So,
now many things.
And they show
that they will not mingle with us by themselves.
Scientists
we shall see next Sunday.
Scientists
in scriptures they are spoken of how.
And
how have they condived with Satan?
We've
not said all of you, but some of you, most of them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But some of what happened when they have mingled with children of men,
according
to Genesis 6, they're spoken of like this. Even children you're going to be birthing, and they're not usual children.
And they
begin to speak amazing things or miracles right from when they're young. Yet you mingled with a fallen angel. Now in America, England,
and
many other nations,
began
to marry them and birth children, and they are not no more usual children. And you wire on the other,
and
bulbs of the house will bring light.
Let's
get to Genesis as we wind up. Genesis 6:1.
Mukama n'ayogera nti omwoyo gwange teguwakanenga na muntu emirembe n'emirembe kubanga naye gwe mubiri naye nakuze ziri be myaka 12
olaba ekizibu ekyabaawo.
We have the problem which came
mubiro ebya BC
in the era of BC,
bamalaika abagwa,
the fallen angels,
abamanyibwanga abaana ba Katonda,
known as the sons of God,
when
they came to mix with children of men. As we've heard, they have come back in the fullness, openly, for it's to proclaim new world order.
And
though it's been there working,
but
now they want to proclaim it.
But
angels called the sons of God.
When they
got married in the children of men,
they
begin to contend with the Holy Spirit, just as you see them.
Remember,
Spirit passes through the word to first speak with us.
John
6:63
it says,
the words I say to you, they are spirits and they are life. People first hate the word of God. Or when they preach it.
But
turn upside down and they subtract and they add in the word of God and
they
twist meaning as Christians to shift them from spirit
and
speak them in another meaning
like
those you get out there.
For
example, Ezekiel 37, the bones in the valley.
In
the verse 7 is
there,
those bones are the children of Israel.
Who
need to get born again.
But
interpreters say, those in the new world order,
that
those are your saucepans which are dried, your business, those dried up in the valley.
But
did not speak of saucepans, neither the
business,
not even your pockets.
Ati mukunyola banyola makuru
twisting meaning and they contend with the creator.
Ulina kusomera Yokana sat.
Someone read to John 3.
Nicodemus
moved in the night.
Yes.
And came to Jesus. Now you are in the overnight. Right now you are in the overnight.
Oh, sorry.
You've come.
Oh, there, yes.
You've come to Jesus.
Somorudaku.
Read the next verse.
Na mugamba.
He told him,
Rabbi.
Rabbi.
Waveri
katona. You came from God. No one can do the thing
except
they come from God.
And
the answer told him, you cannot see
never
enter the kingdom of God
except
when you're born again.
Say
tonight,
business,
your business
gets
born again.
But
have they spoken of a business of human beings?
Business, yes,
the business gets born the second time. Your husband who left you come back the second time. You
want
to contend with the spirit?
Those
in the world refuse the spirit.
Those
in the church contend with him.
It's
what happened in Genesis.
But those prepared
this, use the new world order.
Those
they seek the kingdom of God. What we need be added.
Most
come to gather, seek for what you want.
So
not seek the kingdom of God.
Don't
that new world order which put you in the things. They train those similar preachers in the underground, in the underwater. Most are taken in
America.
Or they go from
America. They
come train people in
nations.
And they move around
alternately.
What they teach the Holy Spirit. They don't teach him. They change him now. They call him Holy Ghost. They ask questions of him in the Bible
University.
Or Bible University. Those who chased him in normal works.
Like Presbyterians.
They say no more works. He will just come.
And
they say God no more speaks.
Now,
can you block God's mouth not to speak?
How
you see things.
Bible
college and university.
We
give you free offer, come study. Yet you've got to be corrupted there.
Now,
been preparing the thing for some time. And they begin to show us that the believer of God, you have to close
the camp.
Short. God checks the heart. And he doesn't take on the mind the body.
And you come clothing,
you've come to God. You are clothing armless. You are clothing what is supposed your ankles and the back.
Half clothed.
New world order
has
been very
good.
As a woman who fears God,
it
requires you to clothe like you fear God. Prepared you like the people of the world.
And
sit with the sister and you cannot speak to them. Remember, new world
orders
say that each has their own ways.
chemuita gundi, chemuita simanyi kitongole mbwe kirwani ile dembe
lya what you call human rights commission
bachi wamba
they captured
barwanira no muri webisi
they fight even for homosexuals and lesbians
alina dembe lya
they are free
ebitongole kakati wetuli
organizations which we are in now
uni muzi company ezajja ngazitunda forever
companies who came sell forever living products
bonabiria no bwangala
nakuzo it will supplement you live forever
obori nakujeri yesu akobula
mutakwa come Jesus give you eternal life
no singana obulizi wenyi
atatwa a preacher has put supplements forever living
yogera alinga yogera ku yesu atewa yogera ku
forever Jesus yet they speak forever living
kwegamenseno je mulaba
this world you see
baina ebajituse mkujivunika
this point of reached of turning upside down
ukuvunika ebintu okubijja ku order ya katonda
things from the order of god
we are told the guru
by which created heaven and earth
na mateka agatufuga
and the laws governing us
katonda na kugambia wandike
what tells you in scriptures
bane sibera mu nyumba ezimwa ne mikono gya
abantu in houses built by human hands
umuchumo mu nakera kumanya
mole
sente tuzimbira katonde nyumba
we build house for God
pentagon.
Called pentagon
omanyi ni world order chi yakola
you world order what it did
bagena jirangira ngorede je
proclaim it when already it's in people's minds
omuntu okubagamba fuko muyigirizwa
they thought to be a disciple
planting amu ngenda kusaba
they planted in them I'm going to pray
Erochi ina ngaenda kusaba.
And you have it, I'm going to pray.
Na yeye wanoka tusaba.
But here we are praying.
Nicho kuigirizwa bachi kujja mole kufuka moyigirizwa.
Come a disciple it was taken out of you.
Wange kiragiro kiri Mathayo 28.
Command in Matthew 28:18-20.
Ugene mfurama anga gona
bayigirizwa. All nations disciples.
Ubayigirize nibyo nabye
nabaragira. Teach them all I commanded you.
Kati chaba igirizwa mwachi bako.
Discipleship you left it.
Bako sanye chigamo.
They used more the words.
Kati Yesu.
Now Jesus.
Nina bagoberezi banje.
Has made a followers.
Kati Yesu yatutu mabagoberezi.
Jesus didn't send us for followers.
Eyo nani wadi order ibadde kutegeka
all that thing while order preparing you in those things
so katumaliyo wano
now let's finish here
lubereberye suli yo mukaga nolunyiriri olwokusatu
Genesis 6 in the past three
mukama nayo garanti omoyo gwangi teguwa kanenga na muntu emirembe n'emirembe kubanga naye gwe mubiri naye nakuze ziri be myaka 12
baduna nasala enaku
it god produced the days
ezobula mubuli musayi
life in your blood
era nuru aliru yazisalide dada
even today totally reduced it
kasta mwa kutaga gamerege mukuba empiso
god puts you inject with injections
nemusala ogana order ya katonda
and you decide to refuse the order of god
simbe chintu ochirinde mubanga lya
gira plant thing waited in the time god gave it
namwe nemuchikuba empiso
due to inject it
naye nareka agadagalago ngagali mumere
depth medicine in the food
nemulya neryo kesa le miyaka
it and it produces years
akati bakutunula ko liwa miyaka
asha they look to you are 30 years
naye ngoli wankaga
but you seeming like 60 years
omugongo
you complain back
magumba
the bones in the legs
era nayo twamaze okukiriza enkola za
za
satan
the ways of the devil
nena salimia
kanaka he took cut years
kadira kwazi
he said get older 20 years
kadi miaka 2 ya 3
now 20 30 years
batukuita wano
when we call you here
netuleta no mukubakadde abali oburunji
bring one of the old people eat well
abali as vegetables ezitali munna
vegetables
mwizo kuinkana face
you can appear the same in face
oli wasa tuje wankaga
you are fairly as
face
but the face is the same
ate mwagala ebintu ebi ebitinti muse
loved of things
kirabika burunje kongulu tofayo kumuwendo kulimunda
mind of the valley inside it
adisometu ulile
let us read we here
lubereberye suli yo mukaga nolunyiriri olwokuna
Genesis 6 in the verse 4
mubirebyo wali wabanefuli munsi
omanyi mubirebyo
you know in those days
ngabura bendagane nkadde byali
as you see how old testament
kana lero we bakomyewo okweta banafu
amalaika abagu as the fallen angels
but ukane kulevezara
they reach even level of giving birth
banga mazoko ekolere emibiri
they made bodies for themselves they have parts
biringe byekisajja
they're like of man
or of a woman
when you reach to give birth
They get one of fallen angels.
He
goes inside to get a body from there. When they made those
research,
underwater and underground, they began grow children in the cylinder bottles.
If you reach underground,
you find big cylinder bottles. And they grow a body of a fallen angel in it. As they come from there, they want to eat everything around them. Insects, human beings, animals. Now, if they have ever happened, and they birthed giants, and those who work miracles, yet they are not usual human beings. Let's read, we hear. Genesis 6 in the verse 4.
Mubirebyo waliwo banefuli munsi. Era oluvannyuma abaana bakatonda bwe bayingiranga eri abawala b'abantu ne babazaalira abaana. Bano be baamaanyi abaasookedda abantu abaayatiikirira.
Owulidde be baali bajja n'amaanyi.
They came with power.
They
made us the birth children.
And
they are magicians. Yet they are not a usual child.
The
spirit sitting in them is of a fallen angel. Yet the body is like of a human being. And they were worshipped.
Then
to them many seem like magicians.
Yet
out you see like human beings. Inside the spirit of a fallen angel. Others have made those bodies for themselves.
This
you call the undertaker. They are there to take you in the underground. You are there watching wrestling. They tell you some are human beings. They are giants like that. You get iron, knock their head, and it breaks. Inside the body is iron. What do they mean? Others are
buffed,
they're fallen angels. Now you get iron.
But
they put even iron material to fight with. You see, you knock that their head, and the iron is broken, and they raise up, and they press squeeze you like that.
Yes,
there are some they inject medicine and they became fun of things.
But
some are not human beings. Even their eyes light. Inside this iron, he minds what? Now the world is like that. It's mixed up those not our colleagues.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
These
who made bodies part iron,
bumba.
Out is of clay. They will mingle with children of men, but not mingle by themselves. But they are mediators, the scientists. Those we shall see the other time. As we move on to see
things
in the underground, under the earth, where they have dug and what they do down there, the weapons of fighting God, and they bring the new world order.
Which
ships things by the order God prepared, created them, and the laws governing them in the heavens and the earth. Now we shall begin from there.
See
why it's written they will not mingle themselves in children of men. Who will help them there?
So we
shall
head on
Isaiah
47.
That turn with your
and
those who gaze at
this,
and your scientists, and we see whether you will win. May God bless you.